So how did this idea come about, merging these two worlds across two different comic book companies?
You know, it actually was, it was kind of by accident in that, you know, I had just been writing the series for IDW and the series for Dark Horse, and I started realizing that there was similar things happening in the plot lines, in that in Cal, who's, you know, he's a monster hunting detective, there was a buildup of monsters, you know, trying to wage war against humans. And then in 30 Days a Night, I was writing about the vampires, you know, basically trying to organize to attack humans. And, you know, and so I had two wars going on heading from different directions. And it literally, and then one day it dawned on me while I was writing. I picked up the phone and I called Ted Adams and Mike Richardson, Scott Alley, and, you know, Chris Ryle, and I told them where I was, and I suggested, you know, because also we need, you know, for indie books these days, we need anything we can to get a little extra attention on it. And it just, because of what I was already writing, the collision was already set in place. So it kind of wrote itself in a very odd sort of way. And then when I pitched the idea to everybody, they really liked it. So it's been, since the idea came to me, it's been very smooth. So I'm very excited about it.
It just feels like they're almost like the ends of the same spectrum in a way. They're like puzzle pieces. They fit almost naturally. But, I mean, at the same time, your readers of both of these series expect something very special, considering how, you know, intriguing and how thought-provoking both series have been over the years. How difficult was it for you to really craft something that you felt would live up to expectations to readers?
It was very hard, actually. I'd say, you know, probably the toughest part, you know, I had a lot of fun doing the first two issues because that's all, you know, getting the characters together. And it was the first time I got to have characters from 30 Days a Night meet Cal McDonald. I'm having all that excitement. But since I made this promise, and I intend to keep it, and that promise is that whoever dies in this series, it's going to be for good. So what's going to wind up happening is either Criminal Macabre or 30 Days a Night is going to go away. So with that in mind, knowing that, like, whatever happened in this crossover was going to have real consequences, by the time I hit that last issue, I got a little gun shy, you know, whether it's, you know, Cal McDonald or Evan Ullman, you know, these characters have been with me, you know, 30 Days a Night over a decade, Cal McDonald over 25 years. So that was the toughest part, is that I realized I was going to have to say goodbye to some old friends. And you know, that made it a little tough on me.
Without giving anything away, because we don't want to give anything away, how did Dark Horse and IDW respond to that? I mean, one of their series, a well-respected and, you know, definitely well-selling series, is going to go ta-ta. I mean, how did they respond to that?
You know, they're really into it. And near as I can tell, is it's just because, you know, I think when somebody says they're going to kill a character in comics, it usually means, you know, I mean, Bendis kills somebody off every 2 weeks. And they come back later, you know?
Yeah.
So I think kind of my saying it doesn't mean much. So it's going to be one of those things with, after it happens and people realize that nothing's happening with one of the series, that's why. So it's going to be tough, but, you know, I think it's a good call. And the way, you know, the way I'm looking at it is, you know, both series have had really good runs. And the one that survives is the one that I'm going to focus on for a long, you know, for a long time now. So, you know, in a way, I'm kind of thinning my own plate and making it so that I can concentrate on, you know, I really want to focus on fewer, better projects these days, if that makes any sense.
Absolutely. Artistically, the book has a little bit of a different feel to it with Christopher Mitten. What was it like working with him in opposed to, you know, Ben Templesmith, who's, you know, been along for the ride for most of it?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'll always think of Ben as the 30 Days a Night artist, you know, obviously because he's one of the creators.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, one of the things I do, especially with Criminal Macabre, is I've switched around from a lot of different artists. Chris Mitten is a dream come true. that guy is a workhorse. I don't know if people can tell from the outside, and maybe it'll start showing up, but he's doing 30 Days a Night, Criminal Macabre, the Criminal Macabre, you know, Final Night crossover, and he has an Oni series he's working on. He is just a machine, and I expect to be doing whichever series survives, I plan on sticking with Chris Mitten. And, you know, we're going to, whatever series keeps going, we're going to keep going with him. I love his style. He's able, especially in 30 Days a Night and Criminal Macabre they're both horror, but Criminal Macabre definitely has occasional comedic moments. He's really able to do that shift between horror and funny without it being too jarring or silly. And I just love that about him. And plus, he doesn't get mad at me when I write crowd scenes, which Final Night, one big crowd scene, because vampire armies versus armies of ghouls.
Absolutely. He draws action very well, too. I mean, there's one, without giving anything away to the listener, there's a scene where, you know, zombies encounter, you know, a vampire, and just how he's able to show the reader how the zombies get from one place to another. I mean, I think he's rock solid at that.
Yeah, he's just great. I can't say enough about Chris.
So, without giving anything away, what can readers expect moving forward in the series? As far as, you know, motif and feel, like, is it going to feel more similar to one of the series, or, like, what are you trying to get across?
Well, you know, first and foremost, like any comic book, I'm just trying to get across an entertaining story. And, you know, and this is, like I said, you know, considering both, you know, I mean, very simple, you know, 30 Days a Night is all about will the vampires take over, and Cal McDonald is all about, you know, can he stop the monsters from taking over? So one or the other is going to happen in this series. you know, that's the thing. It's another thing is, you know, if Cal loses, there's a floodgate, and it means Los Angeles has fallen to the vampires. And, you know, so it has, this series has pretty dire consequences for, you know, for my little universes, at least.
Okay, let's talk about your new Madefire series. How did that all come about?
Actually, you know, I've known Liam for years. We did some Barbarian stuff years ago. We've been trying to do stuff ever since. And then Ben Abernathy was my editor at Wildstorm, briefly, you know, DC, before he departed there. So it started out as just among friends. And then they showed me the app that they're working on. I was really interested. So they hired me to write, just a couple horror shorts. I'm not really doing any series right now, but I just really wanted to play with, you know, because there's a lot of things you can do with that app that you can't do with horror comics. So I really wanted to, I just really, really wanted to try it out. And it's been fun because, you know, one of the things, because of, as you know, each panel sort of reveals itself at a time.
Mm-hmm.
As a horror writer, I generally have to wait for a page turn for that moment. You know, that's probably my biggest tool, you know, for hiding something from a reader is you put it on the page that they've got to turn to. Now, with the Madefire, I can do that every panel, which is really fun, you know, because I can have the character standing there and saying something, and the next panel appears next to it, and there's a ghost standing next to him. You know, so there's some really unique opportunities, you know, to try to scare people, from that to the music to those 360 splash pages.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wrote them a couple shorts, and I think they got the first one up called Severing the Curse with Mark Texaria. And Temple Smith, Ben, did a cover for it. I'm just waiting to start working on the next one, actually.
How do you think Severing the Curse is different from the other work that you've created that fans are, you know, familiar with?
I don't know if it's different. You know, it's a horror story. I'm trying to find a twist on the werewolf legend. I did what I could in four pages. I'd say it's just, you know, it's a straightforward horror story as opposed to, me trying to, change my style or anything like that.